بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يدخل الجنة أقوام أفئدتهم مثل أفئدة الطير. رواه مسلم. قيل معناه متوكلون وقيل قلوبهم رقيقة. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned some of those who will enter into Jannah, their hearts will be like the hearts, or the hearts are like the hearts of birds. Some of those who will enter Jannah, or some people who will enter Jannah, the quality of such people is that their hearts will be like the hearts of birds. And in the explanation, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought two words to explain this hadith. One is mutawakkilun, that such people will have tawakkul, trust, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how birds have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A bird leaves the nest in the morning, so it does make an effort to search for its food. The hadith that will come just after the next hadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماسا وتروح بطانا. And if only if you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as birds do have, then Allah ta'ala will provide you, just if you have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense of reliance, حَقَّ تَوَكُلِي, then Allah will provide for you just as He provides for a bird. It leaves in the morning on an empty stomach, but it returns with a full stomach. It leaves in the morning with an empty stomach, it flies, and whilst it is flying, Allah Ta'ala provides for it, Allah makes it see its right source of food, its nourishment, it is provided food. When he comes back in the evening, it comes back with a full stomach. So the bird has such tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if we have that type of reliance, yes, the important thing is not sitting at home and expecting the provision just to come, whilst Allah ta'ala has all the power to do so, but the sunnah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that man has to make an effort. So when we come out of our homes in search of halal, tayyib, rozi, rizq, and then we place our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we made an effort, and we had tawakkul upon Allah, Allah will most certainly provide for us. So this is the quality of such people, they have that type of reliance upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, like how the hearts of birds are. Just as birds have tawakkul upon Allah, like that these people have that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the quality of such people who will enter Jannah. And the other meaning is that their hearts will be very soft. From all the animals, we have predators, we have carnivorous animals, we have lions, we have tigers, we have cheetahs. But a bird is such an animal, such a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is very gentle in nature. So these people's heart is very gentle. They have very soft hearts. Their hearts are not hard, they're not harsh and cruel people. Their hearts are very receptive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala, or Rasulullah has mentioned about these people whose hearts are very, very soft, such is the quality of these people entering into Jannah. The next hadith is an incident that took place when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were returning from a battle known as Dhatul Riqa'. Riqa' means rags. They had hardly any shoes and the feet had become swollen, and the Sahaba had tied pieces of material on their feet. And as they returned, they sought, they took rest in a certain place, and Sahaba scattered and they found suitable places, and Rasulullah himself found a place under a tree. Inshallah, we'll do this hadith now. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه غزا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل نجد. جابر رضي الله عنه says that he fought with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم towards Najd. This is in Arabia, in the upper side of Arabia. فلما قفل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قفل معهم. When Rasulullah returned, he says, that Jabir says, we returned with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأدركتهم القائلة في واد كثير العظام. It was a time of afternoon, Qailullah time. And this afternoon time, we happened to be in a valley which was very, very thorny. There were many thorny trees there. And we took shade there. فَنَزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dismounted from his animal. وَتَفَرَّقَ النَّاسِ يَسْتَظِلُّونَ بِشَدَرٍ People then scattered, they dispersed, seeking some shade. وَنَزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَحْتَ سَمُرَةٍ Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought shelter and shade under an acacia tree. Acacia tree is a very thorny tree, but it gives nice shade. فَعَلَّقَ بِهَا سَيْفَهُ وَنِمْنَا نَوْمَةً And he sees Rasulullah then hung his sword on one of the branches of this tree. Now the thorns are not small thorns, they are very huge thorns. So Rasulullah then hung his sword on one of the thorns of this tree. وَنِمْنَا نَوْمَةً He says, we were very tired, obviously after a jihad. So we were very tired. وَنِمْنَا نَوْمَةً So we all slept away. Whilst everybody is asleep, فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَدْعُونَ Suddenly Rasulullah then shouted towards us. وَإِذَا عِنْدَهُ أَعْرَابِيٌ When we go there, we see a Bedouin standing by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us, إِنَّ هَذَا إِخْتَرَتَ عَلَيَّ سَيْفِي وَأَنَا نَائِمٌ This person, he pulled out my sword, he took my sword away from me whilst I was sleeping, and he unsheathed it. فَاسْتَيْقَظْتُ وَهُوَ فِي يَدِهِ صَلْتًا I woke up in the condition that this man had this sword in his hand, unsheathed, it was a naked sword. قَالَ مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي And then he asked me, who is going to save you from me now? This man came to kill Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قُلْتُ اللَّهُ ثَلَاثًا Rasulullah replied, Allah. Three times he said, Allah will protect me. Allah will protect me. وَلَمْ And so this riwayat has got this part. And the next riwayat will explain that this man, the moment he heard Allah coming out from the mouth of Rasulullah SAW, from the heart of Rasulullah SAW, he began to shake and tremble. As that happened, the sword falls off from his hand. Rasulullah SAW then picks up the sword and then asks him the same question, who save you now from me? Rasulullah SAW did not punish him. Sahaba could have killed him there and there. وَلَمْ يُعَاقِبْهُ Nabi Kareem SAW did not punish him. Nabi Kareem SAW let him go free. وَجَلَسَ And then Rasulullah SAW sat up. This is comes in Bukhari and Muslim. In another narration, قَالَ جَابِرِ كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ سَمْ بِذَاتِ الرِّقَى We were with Rasulullah in this battle of ذَاتُ الرِّقَى فَإِذَا أَتَيْنَا عَلَى شَجَرَةٍ ظَلِيلَةٍ تَرَكْنَاهَا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ We came back and we came to a tree which was very had a lot of shade in it. So we left that for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ A polytheist comes وسيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معلق بالشجرة فاخترته This man takes his sword from the tree and he unsheathed it فقال تخافني He tells Rasul Are you afraid of me? قال لا نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said No This is the tawakkul of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم The reliance he had upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That no harm can come to him unless Allah ta'ala wants harm to come This is the yaqeen he had in Allah and This is the chapter we're doing Babu al-yaqeen wa tawakkul He had complete reliance upon Allah and he believed firmly in the power and strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing can harm a person if Allah does not want harm to come to the person. فَقَالَ فَمَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي Okay, then who will protect you now from me? قَالَ اللَّهُ Nabi Kareem said, Allah. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ الْإِسْمَاعِيلِ فِي صَحِيحِهِ قَالَ مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي This man asked, who will protect you from me? Who will save you from me? قَالَ اللَّهُ قال فسقط السيف من يده the sword falls from his hand فأخذ رسول الله السيف فقال من يمنعك مني رسول الله asked him the question when he took the sword who's going to help you now who's going to protect you now فقال كن خير آخذين this man then pleaded to رسول الله be a good taker of the sword you have got the sword in your hand be kind فقال تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله رسول الله then asked him do you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala In other words, do you believe, do you testify that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah and I am the Rasul of Allah? قال لا. He said no. So his Rasulullah has a sword, giving him da'wat. Any other person would have said, okay, I believe because he's scared of his life. This man refused, he says no. ولكني أعاهدك أن لا أقاتلك. Yes, but I make a firm pledge and promise to you that I will never fight against you. وَلَا أَكُونَ مَعَ قَوْمٍ يُقَاتِلُونَكَ, and I will never be with any group of people who wage war against you, who fight with you. So I will always not fight against you. This is the promise I make. فَخَلَّى سَبِيلَهُ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let him go free. This is a clear hadith of Rasulullah sallam showing us that Islam was not spread by the sword. This is what the West say, that Islam was spread by the sword. If Islam had to be spread by the sword, then in this case, Rasulullah would have compelled this person to accept Islam, and if he didn't do so, he would have killed him. فَخَلَّى سَبِيلَهُ, we let him go. When this man goes back to his companions, فَآتَى أَصْحَابَهُ, he returns to his companions, فَقَالْ جِئْتُكُم مِّنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ, I have just returned to you from the best of mankind. See the akhlaq of Rasulullah. It is mentioned this person then accepted Islam. He accepted Islam, became a mu'min, he became a believer. So Rasulullah showed, displayed his true, his akhlaq, the akhlaq of Quran, the akhlaq that Allah Ta'ala wants us to have the softness, the kindness, and Rasulullah did not kill him, did not punish him, even though he came to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to have complete yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu.